Hello.
Hi, Miss Reynolds. It's Allison with Family First Care. How are you?
Okay. Let me
Do you
pull
have?
over. I'm driving. Hold on.
Oh my goodness! No, no, no. That's okay. I can call you back.
No, I'm here. I just pulled over. I'm good.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you had received any mail from the county assistance office in regards to your case.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Okay. So they are missing. I contacted them the other day. They just to get an update, they said that you're missing a couple financial documents. Now, I asked them what specifically you need. They didn't answer me as of yet, but I do have your caseworker name and direct contact number for you. So you're able to contact and see what you need to hand in to finalize this.
Okay. I know what it is. It's the, I'm talking, please. I know what it is. It's the doctor's form.
No, so he said that he got that.
Oh, and I'm missing something.
This call is being recorded.
So,
yes. I don't know what just happened.
That's okay.
This call is no longer being recorded.
That's okay. I do it all the time. They said that, let me pull up. So his name, I think either his or her. Their name is Ira Castellano, and they said a 1768, which is the physician's form, was received for Patricia, not Justin, which makes sense because he didn't have his area on aging yet. We will need one for him along with all other required verifications for both. Reach out for any questions or issues. Now, I asked again what you needed to hand in. She didn't get back, or they didn't get back to me. So with this, they're going to want to see usually where you get your Social Security deposited. Now, if you do get it, where?
My bank, CACO.
What was that?
It's not my bank I get a deposit into.
And what bank do you go to?
The lady that came out to get the intake, I believe. I gave her all that information.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for reminding me. So hold on. So I will write back and let him know
I
that.
Gave her everything. Yeah, mine and Justin's, I gave all to her.
While you're pulled over, do you want to take down Ira's information?
Yeah.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Okay, I'm ready.
So their direct line is, so it's Ira, I-R-A, Castellano.
Okay.
Castellano. Their direct line is 570. 963-3236.
Six. Okay.
And so if you want, you can give them a call, see what you're missing. Let them know that you handed in that information to the broker. And if you're missing anything, we can act on it. But they're going to want to speak with you or else I would call in. But if you have any questions on what you guys speak about, you can call me and we can go over it.
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to give you that update.
Give me your number.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay, what is it?
It is 267 551 7421. My direct line.
Okay, that's directly to you. See, I'm also, okay, of course, the welfare, I got to hand in a bunch of information to that. Okay, they want Social Security, they want ID. I got to take just for the ID. And it was due in the second, and I didn't get it until the 28th.
I know.
In my post office, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, no, that's
I'm
not your fault.
I'm always having problems, and I always have to call them saying, you know, I can't get everything together in 2 days. I'm sick, and I don't feel well. You know, and so it's every 2 days I deal with, you know. I got to put it off. You got to give me some time. So
for
I'm waiting for
this,
that one call.
You guys actually, if you get denied because you haven't handed in like the financial information, whatever that they're missing, you guys technically have 60 days after they deny it to rehand it in. So you guys have 2 months.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, don't stress. We'll get it in. But that's the next step, is just call Ira, ask them, what am I missing, to finalize the application.
I thought, because I have a psychiatrist and a therapist, and so does Justin. That's, I think, maybe that's some of the problem right there. They probably want their signatures and everything else.
I don't know. The caseworker said that they received the doctor's form for you.
My family doctor.
Yeah, but it qualifies, and that's fine. As long as they have a form that qualifies you, they're going to push it forward.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. They're probably just, I don't know what they may want explanations of transactions over $500. That might be what it is.
Okay.
So I would call Ira, leave them a message, have them give you a call back, and then just relay it to me so I'm able to assist you forward. All right. Do you have any questions? Yeah.
No. I think what it was, I gave the girl yearly statements. I believe I gave her yearly statements. No, I gave her yearly and I gave her recent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not sure. It might be the transaction wise.
I didn't see your pictures or anything. I don't know. I did not see her take a picture of it or anything.
I would definitely, call them, let them know that you handed it in. I have the name of the broker, worst comes to worst, and they can call in there and ask.
Yeah, she was an hour and a half late, too.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We'll
get on this. Hopefully it's nothing that she did. Hopefully it's just maybe they saw it and need an explanation of something. But I will reach out on my end for this. And then just so they know that you're taking initiative, give them a call, okay?
Yeah. It could be with Justin. I'm his payee. Maybe that's what it could be. I'm Justin's payee.
No, that's fine. I don't think that would affect it. If you're applying yourself for services, we'll figure it out. You know what? I'm just going to email. I'll send an email, and I'll let you know once they respond, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Of course. You too. It's my pleasure. Take care.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.